Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Melissa Deckman, chair of the Political Science Department at Washington College on the Eastern Shore. Melissa, we don't even have nominees, actually, yet. We're still calling them presumptive. But the campaign is sort of underway, and all kinds of interesting things are happening. Give us sort of a guide, if you would, about where we are and where we're headed.
Hi, Fraser. Well, I think we're reaching an interesting part of the campaign. We're heading up to the two conventions where our candidates will no longer be presumptive nominees. They'll be the actual nominees. Most of the attention is being focused on who Trump and Clinton will pick as their vice presidential nods. So we're seeing a lot of attention devoted to that on the airwaves.
Well, surely a lot of attention is being paid to that. But we still have these issues that seem to be cropping up on both sides. Mr. Trump is doubling down on his sort of anti-immigrant message. And the Clintons seem to be getting themselves in trouble talking about the servers again.
Well, I do think that Hillary Clinton received a good piece of news when the FBI essentially decided not to try and indict her over the email scandal. However, I do think that this scandal will remain in the headlines for the rest of the campaign. I think for Donald Trump, it's one of his most compelling arguments as to why Hillary Clinton should be president, that she's not trustworthy, that she lacks judgment, that she believes, like Bill Clinton, the rules don't apply to her. We have not heard the last about the email server scandal, but I think for Hillary Clinton, at least, sort of the specter that she should be, could be indicted in the fall is no longer a reality. So I do think in the end, this helps her. For many voters who are wary of the Clintons and of Hillary Clinton, this remains to be, I think, a sore point for her as we head into the fall.
Well, what do you make of the fact that her untrustworthiness, her sort of almost criminality, dominates the news channels, whereas the questions about Trump, which are in some ways equally problematic, don't seem to be getting any airtime?
It is baffling to me. I was looking at some recent polling data, for instance, that showed that voters slightly rank Donald Trump higher when it comes to trustworthiness than Hillary Clinton, which is pretty laughable on its face because almost every other word out of Trump's mouth is an untruth or a half-truth or it's contradictory. But I think voters are really tapping into is I think Donald Trump is appealing to some people in the electorate because they believe he's blunt and he's authentic, and they don't believe that Hillary Clinton is authentic. I think that's what the measure is really getting into. But I think the other thing that's so fascinating about this campaign is that the typical rules just don't apply to Donald Trump. Any other campaign, any other candidate prior to this, I think leveled with many of these charges, leveled with his performance, would have been out of the race by now. But as we've seen consistently, the usual rules don't seem to apply to Donald Trump. Once we head into the debates, I think once Donald Trump's record comes under greater scrutiny, the policies start to be examined, I think it'll change a little bit in Hillary Clinton's favor, potentially.
Well, we all have to hope that policy and direction and what will be the best for the country takes over from some of this other static that goes on or has gone on throughout here. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
For Melissa Deckman, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.